Sarah, what was the initial idea to start this exhibition initiative?
So this exhibition initiative started from an idea of Professor Sylvie Péchat, who is in Potsdam. And actually, maybe you know that one of the main starting point is really here in Constance, because she was invited in the end of 2013 from the Constance Women in Mathematics to give a talk about equality issues in academia and female mathematicians. So she decided to collect dialogues that with women mathematicians she knew around the world, she had the chance to meet, and who she admired, and to report about these dialogues in the talk. And the talk raised good interest for many from different type of audiences. So first she wrote a small booklet, and then she started thinking, why not to do this in another form, attaching images and making it more visible. And I think that was the initial idea. Then it developed in looking for fundings and thinking more on in how to do this, but that's the starting point.
Mm-hmm. And can you say something about the impact the exhibition has made so far?
So since it was opened in 2016, it became a touring initiative. So this exhibition can be hosted in several, from a math institute or from another institution, and it can be downloaded actually as a PDF, and you can print your own exhibition and associate it to some other initiative. So the impact so far is really creating a network and exchanging programs. It can be an exchange of scientific contents. For example, the exhibition has been shown at conferences. It can be used for projects with schools. It can be a good advertising for in places, for example, as in Constance, where you have already since many years a program who supports female mathematicians and not only mathematicians. So I think in 1 year, the fact that it has been hosted in 50 venues, it's a nice positive fact.
Thank you. And Salma, what were the reasons to bring the exhibition to Constance?
Yeah, so one of the main natural reasons was that the seed thought of the exhibition came to Sylvie Péchat while she was giving an invited talk here in the series Women in Mathematics. So it was natural for us to think about it. The other reason is that within Constance Women in Mathematics, we try to organize 2 events per year. These events take different shapes and colors. Sometimes it's a small meeting, sometimes it's a fishbowl discussion. And this time we thought it would be a real opportunity to bring those panels here and to put them in such a prominent spot as this passage, where all the young incoming students this week will go back and forth as they are touring the campus. And this is was the inspiration to bring it here.
Mm-hmm. And why is it important to have initiatives as Constance Women in Mathematics in your university?
So this is important because it is not only in our university, but actually in Germany and in Europe and worldwide. There is a phenomenon about women in mathematics in higher academia, and the fact is that the percentage of women is in comparison to men is very low. And there must be some profound reasons for that. Actually, to find out the reasons is a topic by itself. But one reason that we could identify is the lack of visibility of women could be a negative reason. Or if you want to turn it around, let us cite the famous philosopher and mathematician René Descartes, I think, therefore I am. And here we could say, I am seen, therefore I am. at the University of Konstanz, it was possible and actually encouraged to have such a project because we got a lot of support from the Gleichstellungsrat of the university and from the supporting staff at all levels. So if you have such an encouragement and also the financial support, things just happen.
Thank you. Do we have time for one more question? Okay, Sarah, how did you find, choose and approach the women that are now part of this exhibition?
Well, when we started thinking to the exhibition, there was a goal. It was the ECM, to present it for the ECM in Berlin, so the European Congress of Mathematics. That restricted us to the European panorama. And then the choice is really to try and put together a very diverse group of people. So they are there are some more young, there are some who are more have more year of careers. They come from different countries in Europe. They are all of about from pure mathematics. This is a choice that can be rightly criticized. There are plenty of choices, of course, but we tried to put, for example, excellence is not a driving thread in this. There are plenty of excellent names, but we wanted really to make a group of people in such a way that young students can try and or think of role models. They can identify themselves. But for example, now the exhibition is traveling and there are departments where they decided to put also their own people. Why not? I mean, this is kind of a, yeah, it's just an idea, so it can be improved.
Good idea. Okay, thank you.